Third Train Trucking.
Hey Sharon, this is P with Cardiff. How you doing?
Hi, how are you?
Good, good. I just wanted to let you know I got everything in. Everything looks pretty good. And submitting it over to the underwriting department, and we should have some numbers for you by tomorrow around this time. I did have one question. Do you have any current loans out with the business right now, besides equipment?
No, just the lease. The lease on the equipment.
Perfect. Yeah, and one more. Do you rent or mortgage your... Do you run the business out of your house and just use the P.O. box as a billing address, correct? Okay, perfect.
Yes.
So you're mortgaging that?
Yeah.
All right. And what was the amount? Monthly?
My mortgage is $13. It went up because the... Oh, gosh, what is it now? 13 something.
I'll just put 1300. It's not. It's more of
it's
the...
It's more, though.
It's more of the working capital side of things, but they just like to know, just...
Okay. 1381.
Perfect. I will keep you updated and give you a call around this time tomorrow.
Okay, I didn't realize my tax returns looked that bad. It was like, oh my gosh, she made it look like I only made $10,000 for the year.
Yeah, on paper. And if you're curious to, we just did a soft pull on your credit. The experience score that you have is a 690, which is just above average.
So it went down again.
Yeah, just a little bit.
And I bet it's because the debt to income ratio.
That's all it is nowadays.
Yep.
You're just the ratio.
Well, I got like that $2,200 that comes in on the first of every month.
Mm-hmm.
That's because I have two debts in there that are in my name, but they're somebody else's debt.
Mm.
So.
I see.
And I should not have done that, but.
Yeah, hindsight's 20/20, you know. Hey, honestly, though, see, look at credit all day for your living, you know. 690 is not anything to write home to, but it's knives. You way worse people that honestly think they're in great standing, and then you tell them, do you know that you have a 500 something credit score? And they're like, yeah, so.
Yeah, see, I didn't know it had gone. I've been looking. Well, I get my Discover statement every month, and it says on there what it is. So I've been going off of that.
Yeah, you know, I'm.
Seven something.
Wells Fargo does the same thing for my credit card, and they always give me a number that's a little bit higher than what it actually is. It's only by like 10 points, but it's just I can send you over a little screenshot as well if you want to take a look at it. I know some customers like to have that kind of info on file, you know, just for next time you do something like this.
Yeah. Well, I need to get that one credit card paid off and put it away.
Yeah, I'll shoot over a credit report.
I always used it just for business, and I paid it off every month. But then taxes last year, ugh.
Hmm. So. Yeah, I'll shoot you over a copy just so you can have it. I mean, it's always nice, you know, if you're going to get your credit dinged, why don't you know, nice to have a file, keep a copy on file, right?
Yeah. That is good, because then I can look at it and see what's dinging the worst to get rid of the first.
Exactly. All right. I will give you a ring back around this time tomorrow, okay, Sharon?
All right. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.